Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He is rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. Might be the very thing you've been longing for, or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you, or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello! Welcome, my dear friends, to Dog Poet Transmitting, and of course, the always present Saucer Pod, which is on loan today to some friends of mine from another dimension. I don't think I mentioned one of the really interesting features of the saucering. That is that it is made from a composition of elements not found on Earth. Well, as far as I know, they aren't found anywhere because they're fabricated by scientists in laboratories, and they're from another system. The elements are capable of automatic transformation into whatever molecular construct is necessary for the plane one wishes to travel on, and the interior of the ship is equipped with a matter transformer that changes my own structure to whatever is necessary as well. I know it sounds pretty sophisticated, but I didn't have anything to do with that. I just happen to have some surprising friends. I guess that's a result of karma. I don't know what else would be responsible. I don't get the feeling that I'm a particularly good guy, but that could just be the result of a poor self-image visited upon me before I had a chance to be involved in the shaping of it. It seems that I am generally polite and I strive to be helpful. I don't know if that is all that's required of me, but I am certainly open to whatever is. How are you out there in audio land today, my friends? Are you going through the phases of your day surrounded by this, well, temporary semblance of normality that we seem to have? We're all going through some variation of that at the moment. We're all consciously locked into our routines of repetition because of the intensity of the dream force upon our perceptions. Our planetary schematic puts a subconscious pattern on us, and only the very few are able to synchronize their patterns with the divine pattern. It's been said a wise man rules the stars, meaning that we are not absolutely confined to the rails of our fate. All along the road of our life, we are given options to take different ways, but the nature of our star patterns inclines us to specific courses. This is why so many people may believe themselves to be adventurous and unpredictable, but that is a part of their patterns too. We only become free of those when we find a way to merge with our higher self. Our higher self has only one compelling pattern, and that is to reunite us with our higher self. Of course, this occurs in stages, and the patterns change accordingly. It's a process. At first, you're not engaged in it. Then, at some point, you become consciously interactive. It's no walk in the park, though. I can assure you of that. From my perspective, it seems impossible to figure it out. I'm guessing this has everything to do with making absolutely sure that I don't know. To tell you the truth, my situation is somewhat unique, but I guess anyone who gets to this point probably thinks that. Not everyone gets to this point, though. For some, it is just a continuous progression of ever-increasing awareness. For some, it comes, finally, as an immense shock that transforms everything in a heartbeat. A sort of road to Damascus thing. One moment you are whoever you thought you were, and the next moment you are who you really are and have always been, under the cover of lifetimes of different personalities constructed for whatever it was you came into being to express for the purpose of those experiences designed to lead us, well, to ever greater understandings until illumination finally breaks. When that is going to be, none of us know. I suspect there's some kind of internal clock that we carry around with us, and one day, bring, you wake up. Except in special circumstances, such as if you had the good sense to reincarnate in the Amitabha Buddha's Western Pure Land and can take all of your following reincarnations there. It is something that has to happen here in the manifest. And that is why we keep coming back here, except for those exceptions. Except when we are coming back here over and over again to play out fantasies from the past or indulge in appetites we were not able to get enough of last time. Let me clarify this. All of us come here with the promise and opportunity to experience awakening, but most of the time we get caught up in all the lower-level things because the material plane is like an amusement park, and all the flashing lights and smooth, glistening flesh gets our attention. And since that is easily enjoyed through the senses, and the other course is hidden from the senses, it is easy to understand how this happens, well, given the intense magnetism taking place. And these days it really is intense. So let's use a little logic here, with a little faith thrown in. Why would so many of us be here in such an intense environment if there were not some other greater opportunity available as well? We're here to see whether this is what we want or if we are inclined to aspire to something higher. We are having it all waved in our face. It is a massive effort to distract us from the sweet release within, and it's hard as a bag of rocks. I've been near my wit's end on any number of occasions lately, unable to make sense of my circumstances and the unpredictable turns they can take. It can be mind-blowing, so I just let it flow over me, even when it somehow manages to dash me on the rocks. We have to remind ourselves that there is always a reason, even when it seems impossible for us to find any rhyme or reason whatsoever. Somehow faith has to become our biggest asset, because otherwise we are lost on a sea of uncertainty. I don't know if this kind of thing is some form of dark night of the soul or simply further testing and trial that has to take place for reasons that, well, once again, are not made visible or obvious to us. The world is shaking as it is transforming. The bad guys see it all through the lens of what they want. The rest of us see it in terms of its impact on us, and the cosmos sees it as that which is coming and which is already a reality in the mind of the cosmos, and which does not exemplify the vision of the bad guys or all the rest of us being affected by them. It is what it is. And out of the three possibilities, it is the only one that is sure to be manifest. In this world, there is the sense that the rich and the powerful may have whatever they wish. There is a sense that the world is not fair and that bad things are commonplace as long as you are not rich and powerful. Our perceptions are managed by media that is in our face most of every day. And even if this is not true of you, it is true of most everyone else, so you are going to be affected by it, even if you think you are not affected by it. We live in a kind of group consciousness which results in a shared reality. We may be unaware of this. Many of us are not aware of it. But if you feel like taking the trouble to go into any public thoroughfare and make yourself an observer, you will very quickly see that this is true simply by noting the commonality that exists in all of the people passing by. They are all under the influence of a shared reality. There are other realities above this one, beyond this one, and the finer the reality, the more pervasive it is and the more long-lasting it is. But the more sensitive you have to be to tumble to it. The stupid are controlled by the intelligent, and both are controlled by whatever rules a particular moral environment or climate they exist in. What rules you can afford you protection, or I can feed off of you or on you. And there are other options besides only these. The reason to seek out your Creator and to put yourself under that protection is because your Creator is more powerful than any other force and is, in fact, the source of all other force. Because most of the population is under the control of their appetites and whatever other desires are driving them, it is a given that their destiny and fate will be resolved accordingly. We are here to learn particular lessons, and in learning these lessons, our awareness is increased, and we become more and more free of material bondage because we have learned somewhat what we are dealing with and are no longer motivated to pursue what brings us more and more suffering again and again, over and over. The result is that you become one who is in the world, but not of it. You come to realize that you are a resident in a world of somnambulists who are sleepwalking all around you, and you learn by having experienced it that it is not a good idea to interfere with the dreaming state of those who are all around you. You can speak into their dream, and you can have some confidence that you will be heard, but not necessarily at the time in which you are speaking to them. Often they will hear you in some future time when the sum of their experiences leads them to a point where what you said can make sense to them. This is one of the reasons that you never see impatience exhibited in the behavior of masters. They know that people can only hear and understand what they are capable of in that moment. So the masters are often speaking to states in those people's future, knowing that what they said will go off like those depth charges and time bombs that we like to talk about here. Have you ever tried to stop yourself from being yourself, or what you imagine yourself to be, or who you imagine yourself to be? What I mean is, have you ever found yourself able to step away from yourself and all the ways you speak and act and simply put an end to it all and exist in a suspended state where you are able to take stock of yourself in a sustained and objective way? Not as easy as you might think. And very few of us are ever so motivated that we even attempt such a thing. What you see is that people get up in the morning, they go through their routines, and they go to their places of employment, and following that, they return to their families, if they have one, or they return to their place of residence, or they head out in search of companionship or entertainment, or however it is that they spend their time, and then they go to bed, or they fall out in a drunken stupor or something, and then get up the next morning to do it all over again, unless it's their weekend on whatever days that occurs on, and they do whatever it is that they do then, again, and again, and again. Sometimes in order to be ourselves, we have to stop being our conditioned selves. And sometimes we can accomplish this, and sometimes it can take some amount of trauma to bring it about, or some terrible loss. And if not that, then certainly a consistency of intensity. Often enough, nothing like this happens because even despite all the trauma and loss, it still makes no impact on those experiencing it. They're the cinder block heads. I'm sorry if that comes off as insulting, but the real question should be, is it true? Now, sometimes it is not because people are stupid, but because they're too smart for their own good, or because their moral compass is twisted so far out of registering what is true and beyond any ability to follow any kind of a natural course, or because they are so incredibly fascinated by some aspect of manifest existence that nothing else can penetrate into their consciousness. This is a complex world, if only because of the vast amounts of diverse personalities that are here presently inhabiting it, and all talking to each other in different languages and exhibiting, you know, those manifestations of their specific culture, which vary from country to country. Well, they say it takes all kinds. And my friends, we have all kinds. Regardless of all this complexity, what is possible for us is much simpler. We can be freed of this wheel of fire, or we can go round and round and round again and again for a very long time. I've been coming here most weekends doing this radio broadcast for over 6 years and writing at the blogs for longer than that. And though I have dealt with a wide range of subjects, subject that I almost often deal with is the ineffable. This is because, by comparison with everything else in heaven and on earth, nothing is more important. Nothing is more important. I am here today, but I may not be here tomorrow. Sooner or later, I will not see you next week, even if there is one. I would like to hope in the brief time I have been interacting with you that I have left you with a sense of how very important the search for the ineffable is, and how important the practice of self-inquiry is. I don't really serve any other purpose. Understand? All right, my friends, we have come to the end of another broadcast, and I will see you next week, if there is one. I hope you will persevere in your quest, and more importantly, that you have such a quest, and that it will bring you to that lasting fulfillment that is the sine qua non of existence, the indispensable objective of life, the singular pearl of great price. May you find this, my friends. That said, Hare Krishna, Hail Lord Jesus Christ, Om Amitabha, La ilaha illa Allahu. Much love, Lady Nature. Greetings, my good friend, Lord Ganesh. Karyan Baha'u'llah, Aloha, and Haru!
He's long and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. You can't be bribed or bought. Sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing love and truth. He's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.